Welcome to You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie.
And I'm co-host, Mike.
And before we get into this episode, I know we all want to get into this episode, but before we get into this episode, I want to talk about rape culture. And I want to talk about how men are much more likely to be victims of sexual assault than they are to be falsely accused. So everybody just needs to shut up about all these false accusations. And now that all the Republicans are gone,
bye.
We need to talk about you motherfuckers voting, okay? It is
1 week away.
1 week away from the night that we're recording this. Less than a week away, the day it's released. This is crunch time, people. Do you have a plan for voting? You need to make a plan for voting. If you have a plan to vote, you're much more likely to vote. Me, I like to get up bright and early and go first thing in the morning.
Oh, gross.
I make Eric wake up with me, so he has to go vote too, so he can't procrastinate voting. And then we get our stickers, and then I walk around all day with a sticker, feeling morally superior to everyone who doesn't have a sticker.
I'm going to wait till like the last minute, because I don't like getting up early. And then I'm going to panic as I rush to the poll to make sure I don't miss it.
I feel like that's not the best plan. Maybe you could just go when you get off of work.
That's the thing. Wait, tomorrow? I better come up with a plan.
Yeah. You gotta have a plan. Walk around. Morally superior to everyone who doesn't have a sticker. And then, after work, I am going to a bar that is going to have all the election results on the TV. And they're giving out free crack fries.
But what if they're bad results?
Well, then I will have beer to drink.
I'd just worry if I was at a bar, I'd be all sour.
Yeah, that's fine. We can all cry together. And hey, you know what? Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Angie, I would love to help. But I'm not legally allowed to vote. I'm either not 18, or I am not a citizen, or my voting rights have been stripped due to some bullshit. Hey, you know what? There are other ways you can help, too. Maybe you could do some door knocking. Maybe you could do some phone banking. Maybe you could stand outside someplace and wave a sign around. Some campaigns have people doing that.
Like it's a sale at a restaurant, like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a bagel sale, and they got to get the big pointy arrow to bring people in?
Mm-hmm.
Or, prediction. Rebecca has one of those pointy signs for her store next week.
We can't talk about the show yet. We're still doing the voting
stuff.
God damn it, I'm not done yet.
All right.
If none of those things work for you, maybe you could harass your liberal friends until they vote. Just bug the hell out of them.
Don't mention it to your conservative friends.
No! Maybe distract your conservative friends so that they forget that it's election day. Maybe if it's your parents, maybe you tell them you've got a big school project due the next day and you need their help on it and you put it off to the last minute. But if you don't get this done and it doesn't look good, then you're going to fail and you won't get into a good college. Maybe do that.
Yeah. Or maybe your parents are elderly and need you to drive them to the polls. Don't do it. Just say no.
Maybe be like, I broke my leg. I can't.
Maybe just stay out after you vote.
Yeah.
Just have a beer and then come back after the polls close.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they closed at 9. Shoot. No.
You can even drive them out there at 8:15. Oh, shoot.
Oh. Oh, well. Yeah, maybe do that. Look, I used to be, everyone should vote. We should encourage everyone to vote. No, that was for when they weren't sending the army to the border to deal with babies.
And there's some very active voter suppression going on the other side, too.
Yeah. So
me just spouting them off on a podcast is nothing.
You know what? They're not giving people rides to the polls who disagree with them either. Because they're not giving anyone rides to the polls because they figure anyone who needs a ride to the polls isn't voting for them. So don't vote for them. Ever. If you people do not vote in this election, we may never get a chance to vote again.
Yeah, democracy would be over.
That's not hyperbole. This is where this is going. People who have studied fascist regimes, if you ask them, are we showing any of the signs of it just before a fascist regime
yes,
started?
All of them.
No, we are a few steps in already. We're already a few steps on the path to genocide right now. We're at DEF CON 1. Yeah, I learned what DEF CONs mean. That's how scary it is. And one is the scariest one.
Yeah.
We killed that bit. That's how scary this is right now. Anyways, everybody vote. Let us know you voted.
All right, so what are we doing here tonight?
We are talking about I'm On My Own Path, written by Alden Dirk, directed by Jude Wang, a.k.a. Father Brah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, and so I cut out us talking about what's going to be the thing that changes every theme song because it was rambly and boring. Like, not, like, entertaining rambly and boring.
Just stupid.
Just stupid and not interesting at all. So I cut it out. But apparently the thing that's changing every week is what other Rebecca says.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, so her name is actually Deborah, and she lives in that park. I want to keep a running list. Let's find out what's going on with this other Rebecca.
That's as deep as her character goes. She's just a girl riding a bike in a park. That's it.
But her name is actually Deborah.
In the park.
Well, next week, I'm sure we'll find out more about Deborah, who lives in the park.
Become the most, like, in-depth character this show's ever seen. All full of nuance and everything.
I mean, if there's one thing we've learned, is that the situation is always more nuanced than that.
Exactly. So our Rebecca comes out of the bar office.
Yeah.
Not like the drinking bar.
No, the bar association. She had a hearing. See if she'd still be allowed to practice law.
After being found innocent of a crime?
Yeah, she did a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, she said it was just a line of old white guys, and they were just going to review the case, right?
Yep. Going, rah, 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 we'll send you a certified letter in a week.
Yeah, Paula really wants Rebecca back, though. They really need her.
Yeah. Bert's a kook, and Tim's an idiot, and Nathaniel just stomps around like a handsome baby.
Good description of the whole office, though.
Yep. Dr. Akopian, though, wonders if Rebecca even wants to be a lawyer anymore.
Silly question. The only thing anyone's ever valued her for.
But, or you paid know, her. There are lots of other professions, and Dr. Akopian just wants to make sure that she's doing what makes her happy.
Switching careers at 30, old Rebecca?
She was 28 when the show started, I think. Was she 26 when the show started?
I don't remember now. We'll just call her 30.
We'll say 30. Yeah, who does that?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Neither of us.
Neither of us do that.
Spoiler alert, we both did.
Yeah, both of us did.
I know I feel bad for my future notes where I'm questioning Rebecca's decision. I did not remember that both of the hosts on the show did this, including myself as one of the hosts.
Oh, good. You know that you're one of the hosts.
I do know that.
Hey, people developing this drinking game, what is it? Is it take two drinks or is it finish your drink if Mike forgets something about his own life? Let us know.
What really happened is here I had before forgotten about my life, but I now remember it. Does that make it better?
No?
I'm going to say yes. It makes it perfect. What else are you going to watch a TV show other than to forget your life?
Good save.
Show is doing its job.
Good bullshitting. You should be a lawyer.
Wait, no. There's evidence in this very episode to the contrary. Dr. Akopian said so.
Well, Rebecca's, yeah, she's going to go back to work, so Dr. Akopian.
Yeah, whatever. Josh is outside.
Josh is outside. Josh Chan is in therapy and going to Dr. Akopian. Wait, no, he's going to Dr. Manakopian. He has better Yelp reviews.
That's all Rebecca's fault, though.
Yeah, she should delete those bad reviews she left when she was spiraling.
Yeah, they have, like, a nice, normal conversation here. Like, there's no drama or, like, anything. It's just like, yeah, you know, I'm really sorry for all that terrible stuff I did to you. I know how wrong it was.
Yeah, and Josh apologizes for gaslighting her.
And he's only the one example, but, you know, still good of him.
Yeah, it's still good. And Josh is going to start to date again. He wants a real relationship.
Yeah, he's on the apps.
He's on the apps.
Is that a thing people say?
I do not know.
No, Angie's got to take a shot because I have something that I don't know and she didn't know.
All right.
That's my own variation to this rule.
We're not taking shots, though. We're sipping wine.
Well, you have to sip for your wine, then.
Okay.
As if you need an excuse.
Because I'm not doing a shot every time you don't know something.
Every time you don't know the thing that I don't know.
But I'm already drinking when you don't know something.
Oh, you're going to drink then, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to happen a lot more. So it's going to allow me to drink as often as I want. You know, that's the best drinking game.
Take a drink whenever
you feel like it.
Yeah, what's holding you back, really?
Yeah, what? You don't need a game to drink. Just drink if you want to. And don't if you don't want to.
Yeah, so in the next scene, choose statement, by the way. Hector's got his feet up on the chair. It's kind of gross in Heather's shoe off. Yeah, it's in Heather's eating establishment, just sticking that nasty foot up there.
Yeah, not good.
Bad for business.
Bad for business. Bad for food health safety.
Yeah, especially when you got like a what's the word for that wound?
It's
an open wound. It's a festering wound. You don't want to dangle that around food.
No, that's not good. That's not good at all.
And they start acting ridiculous.
I said they were acting super schmoopy cute.
I said ridiculous / puke. But
your interpretation
is valid.
Super schmoopy cute. Like, I can see why other people wouldn't want to be around it.
Now, if you're at that bar, what's going to turn you off from ordering more food more? That or the festering toe? Between the two of them, though, no food will be ordered at that bar.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so now at the office, Rebecca's going back to work, and the coffee shop is turned into a pretzel central.
It's a pretzel shop!
So yeah, Jim owns the restaurant, which is kind of weird because he's supposed to be working upstairs as a lawyer. Is this where he was the whole time?
Apparently where he was the whole two weeks was starting a small business.
Downstairs. No one noticed.
No one went downstairs to look for him.
As soon as they hit the elevator, he's just dead to them. But yeah, he didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. Being a lawyer sucks.
Yeah, it's dumb. AJ, new character, he disagrees. And he is pre-law.
Yeah, pre-law, so he doesn't want to be discouraged from being a lawyer.
Yeah. But Jim's like, no, terrible idea. And then...
We get a song.
A song that was released before the episode and that I definitely listened to at my desk in a law office.
Nice. I did not listen to it, but I did see tweets about it from people who had watched it.
Yeah.
Including you.
Including me. That song is a bop.
A bop?
It's a bop.
Is that like a style?
It means it's a good song.
Drink. Bop? Yeah. Is that new slang? I'm not familiar with this. When did that come out?
It's been around for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Lizzo only makes bops.
So.
Drink!
People are gonna die, ain't you?
You already said don't.
Yeah, it's also Jim's first solo song. He said so on Twitter. I saw that too. Probably because you retweeted it or something.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Don't Be a Lawyer.
Yeah. The whole song is true, except I would say that Jeff Sessions was Jeff Sessions before he became a lawyer.
Just made it worse.
It just gave him the power to be as evil as he wanted to be.
But would he be Jeff Sessions if he didn't have the power to be as evil as he wants to be?
I mean...
He wouldn't be in the song then.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't be in the song, but... I mean,
being evil is one thing, but being evil and having influence is its own thing.
Look, you can do good things as a lawyer. You won't make any money doing them.
We learned that in the song.
Per the song. But you
wait, define any money. Is it really that bad?
It's pretty
like,
bad.
Do they make teacher salary? Like, lawyers that do good things? Is it that bad?
Sometimes it's no money.
They gotta have some source of income.
Sometimes they work part-time jobs.
Oh, really? Is that bad?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought all lawyers were rich.
Nope.
Okay. No, no. Yeah.
Immigration, no money, plus it's a bummer.
I thought, like, no money just meant, like, compared to those, like, criminal lawyers or something.
Nope. And also, unless you're a really good criminal lawyer, no money.
All right. Corporate lawyer.
Oh, tons of money. Rolling in money, sleeping on stacks of money.
Those other lawyers, like, they're just scraping by.
Yeah. They're environmental law? Who's your client?
The trees.
How trees gonna pay you?
They got lots of green.
Look at you. You're so... For listeners, since this is an audio medium, Mike was very proud of himself for that joke.
Anyways. Being a lawyer
cut
sucks.
All that out. Yes, being a lawyer sucks.
And Rebecca responds to that song. It really sold it. It bopped it. It was a toy when I come from.
No, it's not bop it. It was a bop.
It's fine.
Yeah, being a lawyer's fine. It's fine. Lots of people are lawyers and it's fine.
Yep. Good sell. She didn't respond back with a song or anything.
Nope.
Yeah, back in the office, Bert welcomes her back. Or you got more to say about the previous?
AJ finally recognizes where he knows Rebecca from. He was here for Halloween.
Rooftop killer.
Yeah. What? Rebecca asks him what he wore, and he's like, some white girl shit. No tracks.
Are people going to know what you're trying to be, though?
They're not.
You need some sort of killer type add-on to that.
Okay, yeah, she just pushed somebody off a roof. It's not like you can carry a roof with you. Can you carry a roof with you?
Yes. People could make that.
You know what I'm picturing in my brain right now?
Suspenders?
Yeah, like, and then, like, have, like, a building around you?
Yeah. And then have, like, a little miniature person you can pretend to be shoving.
Oh, I like it.
Like a doll?
This?
Like a big doll you could pretend to be shoving off the roof?
All right.
Like a big King
Kong. I need to go to the Goodwill right now.
You got your Halloween outfit. So, in the office, Bertie welcomes her. When Nathaniel gives her a cold shoulder, stomps away.
Yeah, apparently, he's upset because he doesn't like Bert at all, and he was really upset when he found out Rebecca was coming back, and so he went on a silent strike, and he's super mad that nobody gives a shit that he's on a silent strike.
And he bought blinds just so he could shut them in their face.
Yeah, I mean, he probably practiced with those blinds.
Oh, yeah. So there's a meeting with the biggest client that the office has, and you know, Tim's been covering for Rebecca.
Yeah, he has not been doing a good job. Tim sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Apparently, he shared a watch with Jim.
It makes
no
sense.
How does that even work? Why doesn't Tim have a cell phone?
And these lawyers have corporate clients. They can afford their own watches.
Yeah, we can.
And phones.
Yeah.
Who wears a watch?
Oh, yeah, who wears a watch? In the year of our Lord Beyonce, 2018, who wears a watch?
Lawyers ought to be, I guess. Their own watch.
Yeah, their own watch. They don't have to share with somebody else.
So Rebecca has a pretty good rapport with this client.
Yeah. Yeah. The zoning laws are hilarious, and bylaws, more like bye-bye laws.
She's got all the puns when she works with this client. This client must love puns.
Is this
an attitude. Puns and attitude. Yeah. This client loves that.
Yeah. It's Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Wendy. Wendy loves that.
And, This is what Rebecca's good at. And she handled that so well. She just nailed it. And, yeah. So that's objectively good. And so, obviously, she should be super happy right now. Because this is what happy feels like.
Yeah, she totally flashes back to episode one and runs out of there.
She's got to go get a smoothie because she gets weird if she doesn't have protein, but...
She'll be back. She gets something to eat. She runs away.
And asks Jim if he's hiring.
That was pretty sudden, Rebecca. But yeah, he is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's only got the one employee.
One employee can't run a pretzel shop, I am guessing.
You should probably have at least two employees.
And you gotta take breaks.
Yeah. People want days off.
That's true.
Although, probably not if you're in the lobby of a law office. You're probably not working evenings and weekends.
True, it's probably pretty Monday to Friday. Yeah. Who's going to come in there on a Saturday?
No.
You going to sell pretzels to, like, the janitor crew or something?
Probably not.
I mean, they might want a pretzel.
Yeah.
But is it worth sending an employee to work a full shift just in case the janitor orders a pretzel?
Yeah. And what if he's like, nah, I'm trying to save money right now.
I'm watching my calories. Yeah. And you just sat there all day for nothing.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Yeah. Jim. Free advice.
Yeah.
Josh is on a date.
Josh is on a date?
And this girl is just crushing on him.
Yeah, she wants to know if he still does hip-hop dancing.
Yes.
And yeah, he used to be a go-go dancer at a gay bar. And that was in between him leaving the priesthood and moving in with Hector's mom, who he is not hooking up with. That would be weird.
Yeah. And he's in therapy.
Yeah.
That's the nail in the coffin right there.
Yeah.
You're not like hearing that.
Because, obviously, she's a bad person.
Clearly. And she gets out.
Yeah.
She had some Uber driver call thing.
Bullet dodged, Josh. Bullet dodged.
Doesn't help his feelings, though.
I know. It hurts now, but... You know how, like, when, like, you're a kid and, like, other kids are being mean to you and your parents say, well, they're not really your friends anyways?
Doesn't make you feel better.
Doesn't make you feel better? But also, they're not really your friends anyways?
Yeah, it's not wrong.
Yeah, it's not wrong. They're shitty people and you're better off without them.
Preferably, everyone would love you and you would just choose your friends out of all the people that love you.
Yes, I mean...
That's really what we're all going for here.
Yeah, in a perfect world. However, in reality, not everybody's going to like you.
Very true.
And this girl is kind of shitty. And basic AF, fuck her. But don't fuck her. That's what she wanted.
Right. Just say goodbye.
Yeah. Let her leave in her shitty life. You're better off.
Yeah, so, at the pretzel place. Rebecca sold three pretzels, and the customers were...
Sold three pretzels!
In quotes, very good point. And she gave them away for free.
Yeah, she gave them away. She paid for them herself later.
That's a Rebecca move. Because she's got to remember, she's not a lawyer anymore. She can't be doing this crap.
No.
That worked all right when you're this fancy New York lawyer.
Yeah. Right now, you are a pretzel worker.
Yeah, you do not have dollars to give.
You do not make the big bucks.
But they were happy. Very happy.
Yeah. Truly happy.
That's what true happiness looks like. Free pretzel.
I mean,
maybe it really is. Honestly. I mean, can you imagine going to get a pretzel, and then they're like, you know what? Here's a free pretzel.
I've gotten that with a burrito before.
How?
Okay, so... I went to Chipotle. This was when I still worked third shift. Like, I went, like, right before they were closing. Like, I got there, like, 15 minutes before they were closing.
Right.
And I ordered, and I handed them my card, and they were like, oh, we already shut down the credit card machine. Just take it.
So that's the trick. Get them right before closing when they're already trying to leave.
Yeah.
And they won't charge you.
Yeah.
Your burrito might be cold and old. The breading will be a little stale, but it'll be free, damn it.
It will be free, and you know what?
Were you happy?
Yeah, I got a free burrito.
Oh, you live the life.
Oh.
You got a maid.
I did that twice.
Did you get a burrito both times?
Yeah.
Wow. This is really the secret. She wrote a book. No, the secret to happiness.
The secret to happiness is showing up at Chipotle 15 minutes before they close.
Now all of our listeners know.
Yeah. Guys, don't tell anybody else.
And also don't write that book. Angie's writing it.
That's the sum of the book.
It shouldn't take you long to write it then.
Who's going to publish that?
Publishyourself.com.
It's actually not hard to self-publish now with e-books.
Told you.
I feel like I should just give this book away.
On Amazon, 99 cents.
Yeah.
You probably sell a couple.
I'll get $4.
It'll cost you $20 to ship it.
Not if they're just ebooks.
Oh, there you go. All right.
It'll just be one page. Anyways, that doesn't happen every time you show up at Chipotle 15 minutes before they close.
Shut up.
It's not every time.
You're really crushing the dream here.
I'm sorry, it's just, I went to Chipotle like 10 times right
before I was about to Google when the Chipotle closes on the street. Maybe 10:30.
And maybe 20% of the time you'd get a free burrito.
You can just like walk away if they say it's not free. I mean, that's food they were going to throw out anyways at this point, right? They can't keep that stuff overnight.
No, you can't just walk away if they say it's not free.
Just drop a dollar in the tip jar and walk away. I mean, they still made the burrito, so they deserve something. All right, well, Paula informs Rebecca that there's a client coming by. And what are we going to do if Rebecca's sitting here making pretzels when she needs to meet with the client?
Yeah. Well, you know, Rebecca just didn't feel right about coming back before she knew if she was going to be disbarred or not. So, just tell Wendy, if she comes in and asks where Rebecca is, that Rebecca's downstairs making pretzels.
Yeah, and she'll get a free one.
Yeah, on the house.
Jim does not like that idea.
No, we do not give things away on the house.
Rebecca does.
Rebecca does.
But no, Rebecca will not tell Wendy that. I mean, Paula will not tell Wendy that. And if she sees Rebecca as she's coming into the office, she will lie and says Rebecca's dumb twin sister.
Who works at a stupid pretzel shop.
She burned both of them.
Nice, Paula.
Yeah, one comment, double burn. That's good.
Nice. That's not easy to do. Nice. So, at home base, Hector, no, not at home base. At...
Yeah, I didn't write the scene. I just wrote the comment.
Was it at...
I think you, they were at
her no, house. No, it was at home base. Yes, it was. Oh, it is? Okay. So, at home base, future Angie cut all that out. At home base...
I guess it more naturally.
Yeah. At home base... Hector comes in. He sent a picture of his toe to a doctor. And the doctor told him to go to an ER. Because, obviously, that's what a doctor, you send a picture of your toe.
What else is he going to say?
Yeah.
And what do you expect from sending that picture in? He's got no option. If he says it'll be fine and it's not fine, he's going to get in big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, odds are you just throw some antibacterial cream on that thing, give it a few days, and it'll heal up.
That's a pretty deep cut.
Bodies are made to heal themselves. They heal themselves. That's what they do. You just want to make sure it doesn't get infected.
That's a pretty deep cut.
All right, well, he should have just went straight to the ER anyways.
Well, he should have just went straight to the ER anyways.
But there's a 0% chance the doctor's going to say anything else.
No.
That's my point I'm trying to make.
Well, yeah. Also, fuck American healthcare.
Yeah, it costs $300 to send that picture.
Yeah. That's bananas.
Thousands of dollars for them to sew up his toe in the ER.
That's insane. That's
crazy. I told you how I almost died in a parking lot because I refused to go into the ER because I didn't want to pay $3,000. So I chanced it out in the parking lot so that if I did almost die, I could, like, start honking my horn and they come out and get me.
Good plan, Mike.
It worked. I sat there in agony, worried that my tendons will rupture at any moment for at least a good hour and a half until it finally didn't rupture and the pain went away and then I went home. It would have been awesome if I could have just walked into the ER, got some pain medication, and let the doctors check me out, and then went on my way.
Yep, that would have been dope.
If that would have cost me less than $3,000, I might have thought about it. That's a lot of money.
Like, if it was, like, $50?
I mean, if someone would have walked up to me and sold me, like, some heroin at that moment, I probably would have taken it just to cut the pain out. That's how messed up our healthcare is. I'd rather take heroin than partake in our healthcare system.
Eric fell down and hurt his back really bad. He was in pain for like a week.
Refused to go in?
Wouldn't go in because all they're going to do is take a whole bunch of scans and x-rays that they're going to charge thousands of dollars for.
They will.
And tell him, yep, rest him, take some ibuprofen.
Exactly.
But there could have been something seriously fucked up with his back.
Yeah, like when I had lung cancer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like when you had lung cancer a couple weeks ago.
Like, what are the doctors going to tell me? That I got a cough and I should wait it out and get some rest?
Yeah.
I don't need to pay $3,000 for a doctor to tell me that.
Yeah, but if you had lung cancer, you would need a doctor to tell you that. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all just go to the doctor when we were sick?
It's not the world we live in.
By the way, we both have insurance.
Yeah, we have insurance. Still $3,000.
Yeah.
Fucked up. It's not like my insurance is cheap either.
No!
Pay a lot of money to not go to a doctor when I need to see a doctor.
Basically, we're paying for insurance so we don't go bankrupt if something horrible happens.
Yep.
That we will still have to work through.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just because I'm not bankrupt doesn't mean I don't have to work.
Yeah. So yeah, that's... I just want to reiterate that everybody should vote!
Didn't mean to get back on the voting topic already this episode, but here we are.
You know what? Whatever you people need to hear.
Tweet us your medical horror stories. If you feel like sharing.
What are we talking about? Can we talk about this show?
Yeah. We're having another sidetrack kind of episode here. Yeah. If there's any other kind.
That's like every episode we've ever made.
The finale of season one of The Good Place was a pretty concise recording, I'd say.
We still managed to talk and go on tangents and make an episode 1.5 times as long as the airing time of the episode we were talking about.
It's still an all-time record low record time, was it not?
Yes. Well, anyways, so Hector doesn't want to go to the ER because he doesn't have insurance at all.
It costs the same, Hector. Insurance sucks.
Insurance sucks.
Let's go back on another tangent. All right, let's go on.
Sorry.
Don't get married for insurance, Hector. Wait, that's not this part, is it?
I mean, yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Okay, never mind. I was thinking there was another scene where that happened. No, don't get married over health insurance, because health insurance isn't going to do any good for your toe anyways.
Nope.
You think it's not going to cost you $3,000 to walk in there with health insurance? It's gonna.
Well, maybe Homebase has, like, really good health insurance.
It must.
That, like, kicks in the second that you get married.
I'm sure there's some forms and stuff you gotta fill out there.
Yeah, you gotta fill out forms.
By the time you get all that paperwork done, yeah, that toe is gonna be falling off.
It's like a week before you can get your toe fixed.
But yeah, so Heather basically proposes.
It's so romantic.
On this topic of healthcare.
Yeah, she's got a lunch break anyways.
Yeah, let's go to the courthouse.
And, you know, as fast as this was, I still teared up a bit.
Just at the mention of marriage.
Just, oh, it is just the beginning.
Didn't even say that yet.
Yeah, they did.
Did they on that scene?
Yeah, well, they go on the lunch break, and then it's, I now pronounce you man and wife. And Hector's like, that's it? That's the end? And she's like, no, it's just the beginning. And they're so cute! They're so happy after they get married.
They are.
They are. Oh my gosh. Guess my awe, you guys.
It's going to be so hard to predict.
It's going
to
be so hard. Prediction.
Are you predicting the thing you that you wrote down on that paper yourself?
Yes. Fight me.
I don't want to.
All right. Well, then I guess I win.
Rebecca loves filling up sugar.
Yeah, it's like her favorite. She calls filling the sugar forever.
Yeah, I guess it's better than like researching legal arguments and tax laws and whatever the hell else lawyers do. Reading code.
I mean, if you don't like it, then yes.
But she's so smart. Yeah. Filling the sugar doesn't require any of that.
You can be smart and not like researching zoning laws.
No. Josh shows up.
Yeah. He's surprised that Rebecca actually works there.
Yeah, and his abs aren't going so well.
No, not so well. But Rebecca wants to swipe. Let her swipe. I wrote that in all caps.
Yeah, because that's you.
Yeah.
You want to swipe.
I want to swipe. You guys, if you ever meet me and you're on the apps, I want to swipe for you. Let me swipe.
Opportunity to just like, judge people.
Let me swipe.
Without consequence.
I want to swipe.
Yeah, zero stress, zero consequence judging. That's what you get to do.
Yep.
I mean, if they have to swipe for themselves, they have to really put a lot of thought into this. There's a lot of consequence.
No, let me swipe.
But no, if your friend swipes, they don't care. Just yes, no, who cares? Just have fun with it.
Let me swipe.
Yes, yeah, so Rebecca swipes. I need more single
friends that and I can starts, swipe for.
The first thing she goes to figure out who's a good match for Josh is what university they went to. Or did not go to. State University? No way. Because that's what Josh needs, is an Ivy League date. That makes a lot of sense, Rebecca.
Rebecca! No. No, Rebecca, no.
That's not what Josh needs.
No, not
I mean, it's not what he doesn't need. I mean, sure, if you went to a great school, that's great, but don't swipe based on that.
Have you met Josh? You almost married him. Have you met him?
He has his own type of intelligence.
Yeah, but it's not the what college did you go to kind.
Rucka finds Zoe, though.
Yeah.
Who went to, where did she go somewhere?
She went to Brown, which normally Rebecca would reject, but she was an art history major, and Brown has an excellent art history program.
So she barely makes the cutoff.
Barely.
Guess West Covina is in brimful of Ivy League graduates.
Gets in on a technicality.
Yeah, so the next scene we have the meeting with
Wendy
again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Nate's stepping in for Rebecca this time.
Yeah. But he like won't answer any questions because he's still on his little silent baby strike.
Even with their most important client. Yeah. This is some peak baby here.
This is like, mountaintop baby. Pun intended.
Mount Saint baby, yes.
But Wendy's fine with it. He's eye candy. Good that he doesn't talk.
He does not expect in that comment. Nate's not used to being objectified by women.
Isn't he?
By clients? In a work setting, maybe? Let me change that.
I'm sure he's not used to being only objectified by women.
Yeah, they usually care what he has to say, too, I bet.
Yeah.
Not Wendy. Not in this boardroom.
No.
Conference room. She's got all the power here. He's eye candy. Shut up.
Yeah. It's fine that you're not talking. And then Wendy is like, okay, but like, seriously, where the fuck is Rebecca? And Tim.
Fucking idiot.
Like, Narc Twain.
You know what's funny? When they have all these narc jokes, I wrote down and went, ooh, I gotta write up my own narc one. And then they used it the very next pun. I was like, damn it.
What was your narc one?
It was Joan of Narc.
Well,
I was gonna wait and use it on you, and then it got stolen.
Aww.
And then I was trying to think of another one, and I forgot. Or I didn't think of one until I, like, forgot that I was thinking of that.
Okay, Narc Dayton. Current governor of Minnesota.
I do know that, but I'm sure our listeners need to know. They might not be from Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota, the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend podcast, capital of the world.
And our governor, Narc Dayton. Yeah, so the client's not happy about this news.
No, Wendy is not happy at all.
I gotta remember her name, damn it.
Yeah, Wendy is like 100% done with these dummies.
And wouldn't you be?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
if you have Tim.
Yeah, I'd be done with Tim. I'd have been done with Tim.
Yeah, they're lucky she's still a client.
West Covina clients appear to be the most forgiving clients on the planet.
We have not learned what white feather / mountaintop with a baby on top.
Yeah.
Clientele, like their competition. Like who's their competition for their clientele? We don't know anything about them.
That's true.
Might be pretty slim pickings there in West Covina.
I mean, presumably you could probably get somebody from LA though.
I'd come all the way out to you to get a client? Or to get a lawyer? I guess it's possible, but there's probably all sorts of law offices in L.A. Oh, so you think the lawyer's going to come out to West Covina from L.A.?
Yeah.
Are they going to drive? Or are you going to drive into L.A. for your lawyer?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Wendy doesn't have time for that.
She has time for a lawyer to come to her.
Think the lawyers will drive that far?
The money's right, yeah. Also, you don't really have to be face-to-face with your client for all that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rare that you have to actually speak to your client. I mean, you have to speak to them, but you don't have to, like, look them in the eye that often. You can... In fact, my law firm, I don't think we've met, like, the vast majority of our clients. I don't think we've met in person.
We do those mass tort reforms, though, so... You know, like you have a client, you've got like a massive clients.
Yeah, but we still have to talk to each one of them individually. But not in person. I mean, just call them on the phone and send them emails and send them letters and get their medical records and read their medical records and then tell them, no, you don't have a case. You didn't even have this.
People still try to get in on it?
Or they, down at the pretzel shop, though, Rebecca has made some new flavors.
Crushing it! Yeah, they're selling like hotcakes, these pretzels.
Ooh, new idea. Hotcake flavored pretzels.
Yeah, Jim's not happy, though.
No, not at all.
What the hell, Jim? She's being creative and selling pretzels like hotcakes. Isn't that what you want?
Well, no, because here's the thing. Jim is... Pretzel Central is a franchise, and everything is strictly regulated by corporate.
Whoa.
They're going to shut his ass down with Rebecca's creative pretzels.
Yeah, just follow the rules,
just Rebecca. Just follow the rules, Rebecca.
This is not sounding much fun anymore.
Mm-mm. Sounding like less fun. Way less fun.
Yeah, so next scene, Josh is prepping for his date by studying art. not a good move there, Josh. I mean, he didn't think this one through very much, I don't think.
No.
I mean, his goal is a serious relationship, right?
Yeah.
So say he manages to read a couple passages and impress her with his art.
You're going to have to pretend to be into art for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You gonna be able to keep this up?
No.
Are you gonna read another art book before every encounter with said serious relationship?
Yeah. Don't do that. If you've always wanted to learn about art and you're interested in somebody who's into art.
And this motivates you.
That motivates you. Great! Fantastic! Learn about art.
But Josh trying to be art smart.
That's like me pretending to be into sports for a guy. I'm going to be in hell forever if I do that.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, not good. Don't pretend to like things you don't. Or pretending to be into camping for a guy.
It'll just get you hurt and killed.
Yeah, that's going to get you murdered and your heart broken. Somebody asks you to go camping with them, Think about why maybe they want you to be somewhere where other people can't hear you screaming. Something to think about. It's an important thing to consider.
Very true. Do you know this person?
No.
What is advice to our listeners?
It's just advice. Just if somebody's asking you to go camping, why don't they want people to hear you screaming? Nothing good happens in the woods. Just murders and body dumps and bear attacks.
I mean, your best case scenario is bug bites.
Yeah.
That's the best case scenario in the woods.
Best case scenario is bug bites.
You know what is not the best case scenario at home?
Bug bites.
Yeah, bug bites are a bad day at home.
Yeah, that's a shitty day at home.
That's like your best case scenario in the woods. Bad idea.
Yeah, don't go in the woods. The woods don't want you in them. That's why they're always trying to murder you.
They wanted you in there, they'd be houses and buildings.
Yeah. You know what? Our ancestors left the caves for a reason. They invented the house for a reason. It is disrespectful.
Three basic needs of humanity. Shelter is one of them. Why are you giving that up?
Yeah, don't.
Were you just going to, like, stop eating for fun, too?
I mean, they might.
Weird
if
people.
You're going camping.
That's a risk factor of camping. What's the other thing?
Not having food and water.
Food, water, and shelter? Is that all the things you need? I'm trying to
oxygen.
Remember.
Love.
Yeah. What's the three things that people always say that you need, though? Like the base needs.
Food, water, and shelter, yeah. Because they're assuming you're not going to be without air.
Yeah, you go camping, you're risking all three.
Yeah.
Purposely giving up one, risking the other two. For what? A bug bite? Is Lyme's disease worth
it? Best case scenario, bug bite.
Rarely turns out fun.
No.
You know what? You can walk pretty much anywhere. You don't need to go to the forest to walk.
Yeah. You can walk.
Oh, so you like hiking.
Yeah.
You heard of a treadmill?
Yeah.
Or you heard of a sidewalk?
Yeah, sidewalk, bike path.
It's in the name. Walk. You can do it there.
Yeah. Right there.
Not so many bears on the sidewalk. Occasional buck. All right, moving on. Yeah, Wendy finds Rebecca at the pretzel place.
Yeah.
She wants Rebecca back and tells her she looks poor.
Paula needs Rebecca to come back to work now, and Bert apparently lost his powers to control Wendy with his eyes.
Sounds like something good.
Bert! God damn it, I went to bat for you last episode.
Tried to warn you, he's going to turn into the bad guy before this show's over. I mean, this season's over.
I still don't think he is.
Probably not. He's supposed to be a lovable character.
Yeah. He thinks he can control people with his eyes. Which, why are you trying to do that, Bert?
Say again?
Why are you trying to do that,
Stop
Bert?
Her from going to the pretzel store.
Yeah, but is that any better than controlling her with your hands if you actually had that ability?
Is it any different than controlling somebody with your words? Because let's see this from Bert's perspective for a moment. This eye control thing is probably like a psychological, like, if you, like, try to get someone to sit down in a seat, you kind of look at them and, like, look at the seat and hope they just kind of follow social cues.
I don't think that's what Bert meant.
Don't think so?
No, I think he meant that he had the power to physically control people with his eyes.
Like mind control.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way he said it.
I just assumed it was like some sort of psychological trick. Like, people think they can, because people are social animals and they're used to responding
to
cues.
He said, "I've lost my powers."
Right, maybe he thinks he is straight up mind control. I was giving him some credit with, like Paula, if she didn't want Wendy to come downstairs, might start like trying to reason with her, or make up lies, or just kind of distract her with, like, let's go look at this, or go have this, or
fine.
I just made an assumption that this eye control thing was along the same lines of persuasion, just by trying to use people's natural, like, want to be socially normal to get them to do things.
I interpreted it as I was trying to use my eyes to physically control her. Like, my eyes had little hands that went out of them and would physically control them.
Like, she'd want to go downstairs, but she'd be stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird. And no different than physically restraining somebody, if that's what Bird had in mind.
Yeah. Just because you could get away with it.
Doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't make it okay.
Donald. And many, many people.
And many, many people. Including 2 Supreme Court justices.
Right. Took me a second to remember who the second one was, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's who we want deciding our fate of our country. Rapists.
But, like, what about the men's?
I mean, I'm probably not going to get raped as a result of this. Probably.
But what if, like...
So why should I care?
What if I, like, just decide to falsely accuse you of rape?
Well, I feel pretty safe that that will not have any consequences for me, Angie. Are you not paying attention? I am immune to that.
Also, I've had many opportunities to do this, to do so.
To me specifically?
I mean, we've been alone together enough.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute, what are you accusing me of here for a second?
If I was going to falsely accuse you, obviously you haven't ever done anything. Because I wouldn't be alone with you if I thought you would ever do something.
We're alone in a basement right now.
Ah, see?
I like there's a recording of everything that happens right now.
Whatever, I can delete this.
Wait, but you're presumably the victim in this case, right? Wait, are you the perpetrator?
If I'm falsely accusing you, I am the perpetrator.
Oh, yes, you got to delete it. Got it. All right, I'm back on track.
All right.
Don't do that, please.
I mean, I wasn't going to falsely accuse you of rape because...
I mean, society is going to take my side anyways, so...
Yeah, but also there are many better ways for me to destroy your life.
Wait. Let's not brainstorm on this.
I'm just saying, there are a lot of easier ways.
I'm feeling all of a sudden very vulnerable.
Which I wouldn't do.
We need some more rapist Supreme Court judges right now. Come on. We're in danger. The white men of this country are under attack. That was sarcasm for anyone listening. Please do not take that seriously.
I'm just saying. It'd be way easier to ruin your life if I wanted to than by falsely accusing you of rape. Like, things that people would believe.
Hey, don't say that. Let's move on. Moving on. All right, let's move on. Where are we? Follow the rules. Josh reading a book. Client's pissed at Rebecca. Looks poor.
Bert lost his powers. Everybody walks away after they're given free pretzels.
Oh, yeah, and we find out Rebecca actually has gotten her letter back.
Yeah. AJ knows that Rebecca is free to practice law.
George Norkington spills us her secret. I got one. It wasn't very good, though, because it doesn't rhyme with Nork.
No, not at all. That was
terrible. All right. I'll go back to the drawing board.
Everybody drink!
Is this on me not knowing something? That's just me making a bad joke. We don't drink for bad jokes.
Don't we?
I mean, what's more common on this podcast? Bad joke or me not knowing something?
Oh, like this podcast is all bad jokes. People would die. People would die. I mean, first of all, people are already going to die from you not knowing things. But if it's you not knowing things and bad jokes late...
Yeah, what are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm sorry. Don't drink. Go drink a glass of water.
For that horrible suggestion.
Drink a glass of water for bad advice. Counteract the bad advice.
Trying to think of another narc pun. Not happening.
Narc Zuckerberg.
That was in the show.
I know. Narc West.
Reach.
He makes a wine, though.
Pinot Merc. That's a quality joke. All right, let's move on. That's about as good as your Narc West joke. So Hector carries Heather over the threshold.
Yeah, they're so cute.
And he starts talking about what the real wedding is going to be like.
Yeah, because he wants a real wedding with the people that they love there. See them get married because the people you love want to see you get married. Because they love you too.
Yeah, but Heather doesn't want to turn their love into some production, some consumer show.
I mean, you don't have to make it some consumer show, but like, people want to see you get married. It's a big moment in your life.
Hector kind of agrees, but clearly doesn't agree with, not you, with Heather, though.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, Heather basically, like, talks him out of it.
But even does she?
Not really. She's obviously wrong. I know, like, we've built, like, a whole industry around telling, like, the bride that her wedding day is about her and it's her day. No, it's not.
About everyone else?
It's about everyone else. Like, you're the focal point, but it's not about you. Like, make it as you can, but your family wants to see you get married, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. I get the appeal of not wanting the wedding, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like a huge hassle, and I cried several times making my wedding.
And it's more expensive than an ER visit. Was yours more expensive than an ER visit?
Not, like, it wasn't more expensive than 2 ER visits.
That's really good for weddings, though.
Yeah, we did a lot ourselves, hence the crying.
And the stress, yeah.
And the stress, yeah. Why did I think those bead bouquets would be a good idea?
I don't know.
Because they were pretty. They were pretty and they looked like clusters of stars.
Sounds important.
Which fit into the theme. And I was like, and I looked at the prices of them, like, $1,000?! Fuck that noise! I'll just make it myself out of $100 worth of beads.
$1,000 worth of labor, though, I bet.
Well over $1,000 worth of labor. But they were pretty. They looked like clusters of stars. It was on theme.
I do not remember the bouquets. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a man.
I'm sure somebody appreciated them.
Like 3 people.
$333 per person. Impressed.
Right, but it was only $33 per person impressed.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, people pay a lot more than $33 to impress people all the time.
Yeah.
Where were we?
I don't remember. I'm sorry, future Angie.
We got a lot of editing to do.
So much. So, AJ found Rebecca's letter in the garbage, and Rebecca's like, so you just picked up my letter out of the garbage? And AJ is like, no, I picked it up and I read it.
Yeah.
Obviously. Which is how I absorbed the information held within. And Rebecca's like, well, please don't tell anybody because I still don't know what I'm going to do yet. What is she going to do? Hey, Pretzels, what do you think? Pretzels, sorry!
Oh, this is fun. I enjoyed this one. It was like a little 60s, like, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend kind of feel to it.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel feel, yeah, thank you. But they're pretzels, and they're kind of depressed about their sad fate.
I mean, they're just supposed to be pretzels. They just want to be starchy snacks.
But no,
happy carbs, that's all they want to be.
That's all they should be.
That's all they should be.
So what I value them as, exactly what they want to be.
Not as symbols.
I'm a pretzelist. Like a feminist, but for pretzels.
Yeah. They are smothered in the mustard. And assaulted by her yearning. Her life to be a cogent tale. Sure, it's nice to be needed.
Like, though.
But this whole thing's getting stale! Maybe she could switch to pizza bagels. It's the yeast that she could do.
Pretzels have a limited vocabulary. It's not their fault.
No judgment. I love the puns.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
I mean,
but why pretzels? We still don't know why pretzels. Why are pretzels the symbol of her, like, tail?
That's the same thing. thing that she saw everywhere in West Covina when she got into West Covina.
Pretzels are everywhere. You don't have pretzels in New York? I bet there's pretzels everywhere there, too.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Going to New York. Next week, we podcast from Times Square.
That... If people think our sound quality is shitty now...
All right, we'll broadcast from the Olive Garden in Times Square.
If people think our sound quality is shitty now...
Worst restaurant ever, by the way. Don't eat there.
At the Olive Garden?
In Times Square.
In Times Square?
That specific one.
That one? Have you been there?
Yeah. He's just going to randomly pick a restaurant in Times Square to throw shade at. That wasn't even shade. That was just
that
criticism.
Was reading. You throw read our it.
Shitticism.
You were reading. Reading for filth. The Olive Garden in Times Square.
Yeah. Reading, though?
Shade is subtle. Reading is explicit.
Never heard that term before.
I've told it to you before. I know.
Really?
I
have. Reading?
Yeah.
Like reading a book?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, consider them red. They suck. I mean, the food is Olive Garden, as Olive Garden is. But the waitstaff don't care about you. You will spend hours waiting for that check. You are, well, about to walk out when they finally notice you and hand you the check, even though they've just been sitting there downstairs just chatting it up while you're waiting for your damn check. You will spend 2 hours at the Olive Garden when you've got better things to do that night.
I mean, you are in New York.
Yeah, you just wanted a dinner that was tasty. And you're hungry on Times Square, and you're like, oh, Olive Garden's tasty. Let's just eat there because I'm fucking hungry and I'm in New York. And there's the restaurant. No, you'll spend your entire night there at an Olive Garden. The end. All right.
Would that be a lesson to you, Olive Garden in Times Square?
Yeah, you suck.
There are definitely not a gazillion other Italian places to eat in New York.
Shut up. I made the mistake.
Approximately a gazillion.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was young.
How young?
23? 24? Something like that?
Meh.
I didn't plan out where I was going to eat. I just did. Alright?
Alright. First of all, 14 years ago, Olive Garden and Times Square, a lot of things could change in that period of time.
Now, I'm sure it's all the exact same people there.
Yes. Waitstaff do stick around at restaurant at Olive Gardens for 14
Same
years.
Waitstaff, same cooks, same ownership. I'm sure of it.
Second of all, it's your own fault for going to an Olive Garden in New York.
There was a McDonald's nearby. I could have went there.
I'd be more forgiving of going to a McDonald's.
I didn't know any better. I just did. All right.
Valencia and old what's-her-face.
Yeah, she exists still. I was wondering what happened to her. Like, I just assumed they maybe broke up or something. She hasn't been in the series in quite a while. At least this season.
No, not at all. First time we've seen her.
Since her, like, introduction?
First time we've seen her this season. Anyways, they're mad that Heather talked Hector out of wanting a wedding.
Yeah, this is their business.
And also, all of their clients have been ugly so far.
Yeah, they needed some pretty people for their pictures.
Yeah.
They qualify.
Very selfish to not want people to make money off of how pretty you are.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, they don't need to have, like, a full wedding to get them to just, like, pose in some pictures. Couldn't they just say, hey, you know, you're our friends. You're attractive. We just need to take some pictures of you in wedding gear. They could do that. They'd probably do it. They'd probably help them out.
Yeah. But also, Hector actually wants a wedding. You know, with the people they love around.
I mean, the real problem here. Not this photo.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that Valencia is concerned about. But also, there's an actual problem. Where... Hector wants a wedding. Like a person.
I wrote that down on the last page. Is that what in the show? Or is that just our same verbiage for the exact same thing?
No, he
does say, like, people.
You're one of those people. And he's like, yeah, like a person.
Yeah. People do like their weddings. Yeah, now we get another date with Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get the date with Josh, but I mean.
Zoe gets the date with Josh.
Yeah, we get to watch them.
Yeah. And right. Josh tries to be super smart, and it backfires.
You don't say.
Yep. Who could have predicted that Josh trying to be super smart would backfire?
Yeah, she has a counter argument, which he's got no response to, so that basically instantly fails.
Yeah.
But you know what? She wasn't there to talk about art.
No.
If she wanted to go talk about art on a date, she'd probably date some of those people she goes to art school with.
Yeah, she'd date those losers.
But she didn't.
She wants to date shirtless DJs and have hot, sweaty one-night sex with them.
Did she say one-night sex with them?
No, but that's what she wanted.
Maybe she wanted multiple nights of hot DJ sex. Maybe she just wants some eye candy to date for a while. Maybe she wants to support that eye candy as they dance to rap music or whatever he does.
Yeah.
Breakdancing for the rest of their lives together.
If she wanted to support that eye candy, she wouldn't have run away as soon as he was like, I want a relationship.
Good point. She said, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Eye candy and relationship.
Yeah, you don't have to be smart. Go ahead and keep being dumb, sweetie.
But that's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened at all.
She got out of there.
She pretended her Uber was calling her. That's not a thing Ubers do.
See, at first I thought they were trying to make the women in this dating relationship be like the stereotypical guys. But if that were true, she would have stayed and then just left after anyways. But no, she left right away.
Yeah.
They were not after the same stuff.
So it could have been a lot worse, Josh.
Yeah, you're just lucky that she just ended their date right then. She could have strung you along for a little bit and then
hurt you more. Would have been more painful.
So, next thing. Rebecca wants to talk to Paulo with the bar letter, right? Is that what's going on here? No.
Nope. First, Rebecca goes back to work. Nathaniel is still not talking and really wants everyone to know it. And then they're in a meeting with Wendy, and Rebecca's fixed all the shit.
Yeah, a lot of, like, good puns again, and she's really...
Really wordplay, really, really half-assed cocky. Heart's not in it in this scene. And then Jim calls. Corporate is there. They're going to shut him down.
Yeah, because of her.
Yeah, he needs her help.
Yeah, she goes to help.
Yeah. And, you know, she gets down there and she's like, hey, I was just trying to increase the profit margins. She tries talking corporate speak. It doesn't work.
I think she'd be better at that.
Yeah.
I thought she'd talk pretty good. Maybe they just don't care.
They were just like, no room for creativity.
We've got rules, and that's that.
Yep. And so they are shutting Jim down until he can comply with their standards. And Rebecca offers to pay to bring it back up to corporate standards, and Jim's like, nah, I don't like being a boss. I want to hang out with my friends and eat snacks that other people paid for.
And complain.
Yeah. That's the thing about not being a boss. You get to complain.
Everyone loves complaining.
Oh my god, complaining is so much fun, you guys. Hey, you know what you don't get to do if you don't vote?
Complain?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. How are you going to stop them?
Well, you say, when somebody starts complaining, you say, hey, did you vote?
For Hillary.
What?
For Hillary. What? No. Third party.
Fuck you! Shut up, bitch, this is your fault!
Yeah, you lose your cred.
Yeah. It's all gone. All gone.
And how many people say they voted third party when really no one wants to? Plenty of people do. A lot of people don't want to admit out loud they support that asshole.
Anyways. Don't vote for Republicans, and don't vote for third parties. Don't run in candidates. What are you doing?
Screwing up democracy.
That's what you're doing. Just, I know it sucks, but you only got two choices.
And it's not close.
And it's not even kind of close. We gotta do some major reforms before any other parties can be viable. We're not there. We're not even kind of there.
No. Wake up.
Wake up. Fucking vote Democrat. I don't care what your excuses are.
So home-based, Rebecca's pondering her life over a bowl of mummified pretzels.
Mummified sad pretzels.
It's kind of like,
even eat hard pretzels?
First of all, I'd like to say that I do like a hard pretzel. Now, they do not compare to a soft pretzel. Let me make this very clear. One is superior to the other. No questions asked. But I still like a hard pretzel, too.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Trek is clearly superior.
Clearly the
doesn't
better.
Doesn't mean I don't like a good doesn't mean I like don't like a good lightsaber fight, all right?
Yeah. I mean, I probably won't sit through a Star Wars movie, but I'm sorry if you like Star Wars.
I mean, I do, but it doesn't compare to Star Trek. I like the soft pretzels. Rebecca does not like the hard pretzels. They're the mummified
remains of delicious soft pretzels.
It's like broccoli and cauliflower. Same deal.
Yeah. By the way, stop making cauliflower into stuff.
Talking to me?
Not you specifically, but like America in general.
Like soup? Cauliflower soup?
No, that I'm fine with. Stop trying to make it into pizza crust.
Who does that?
Lots of people! It's a whole thing!
Why though?
I don't know, they hate themselves!
The worst idea I've ever heard. It's ridiculous, people. Also kind of curious. I mean, I'm sure it's terrible. Like, on a normal pizza?
Yeah.
Like, is it sprinkled on the crust?
No, it is the crust!
Number one, how do they pull it off? Number two, why do you want that?
I don't know, they think gluten is bad for them.
Well, you're stupid. It's okay.
I mean, unless you have celiac disease, obviously.
Yeah, and not that many people do. But no,
not that many people do.
Not as many people as eat cauliflower pizza. All
right. Gluten is tasty and pizza crust needs it. I'm sorry. There are things that you can make without gluten. Cookies, brownies. Pizza crust is not one of them.
Yeah, so Josh shows up. Doesn't have anything to say about cauliflower or pretzels.
Nothing at all to say about either of those things.
Josh is really just sad about relationships.
Yeah.
And how everyone's objectifying him.
Nobody wants to be objectified.
Yeah, he's closing down the gun show.
Yeah, we're in a great big sweatshirt. You can't tell if he's flexing or not. It's on purpose. He doesn't want to be an object or a symbol.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He doesn't want to be an object or a concept.
Okay, I did write down concept. I was just worried I wrote down the wrong thing.
No. Nope.
I didn't say anything.
I said the wrong thing. So, if you're playing the Angie doesn't know things drinking game, drink now.
It's your first drink in a little while.
It's nice to be sober.
That's basically it, right? Josh has said about his...
Yeah, but he thinks he knows what he has to do. He just has to be who he wants to be, not what somebody else wants him to be.
Oh, yeah, we got Therapy Josh.
Yeah, Therapy Josh right now.
Yeah, he's very smart in this kind of...
He's got an emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Like a golden retriever.
Yep. I bet he likes catching frisbees.
I bet he does.
Josh loves that.
Oh, somebody throw Josh a frisbee. Not the actor Vincent Rodriguez. Don't do that.
No, like, you need to fictionalize yourself, jump into that West Covina world, and throw Josh Chan.
Yeah, you need to transport yourself into West Covina, fictional West Covina. Don't actually throw frisbees at Vince Rodriguez. I feel like that's not going to end well for anyone.
So,
now that we've clarified that you don't just throw frisbees at people.
Needs to be said. Rebecca invites Paul over for a talk. Very serious.
Yeah.
Well, it is serious. That was not sarcastic.
No,
she doesn't want to be a lawyer anymore.
No. And it's just, you know, it was never her dream, it was her mother's dream, and it's Paula's dream, which is great, because the law needs people who dream about being lawyers. It does. It seriously does. There are so many people in law school right now who are just doing it because their parents wanted them to. We don't need those lawyers.
Because you get to be super rich.
Yeah. There are other ways to be super rich.
Is it the easiest way to be super rich?
I don't know.
What would be the easiest way to be super rich?
CEO.
It's not easy to be a CEO. I mean, you can't just go to school and then get a job as a CEO.
You can't just go to school and get a job as a lawyer.
Can't you?
No.
So what happens to these all these people like graduate law degrees and get their bar?
You pass the bar, you hope you get a decent job.
So if you pass the bar, what's like the employment rate there? It's got to be pretty high, isn't it?
No, it's not as high as you think it is.
I was thinking like damn close to 100%.
Nope.
I have a lot of misconceptions about lawyers.
You do. You know what everybody does, though? Because all of our clients think that all of their cases are going to be settled in a week. That's not how it works. Mass tort cases take 3 to 5 years to settle on average. That's once they're filed. That's not including, like, however many years of, like, research it takes prior to filing. And then, some cases take even longer than 5 years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going up against pharmaceutical company lawyers.
They make a lot of money.
They make a lot of money. They make so much money, and they make that money by making lawsuits take longer so that plaintiffs drop out because they give up.
Yeah. And those companies they represent get to keep doing their business as long as this drags out too, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. There's nothing stopping them.
Yeah, Rebecca's never coming back, maybe. Probably.
Probably not. Probably not coming back. She's going to keep volunteering at the jail, though. Yeah. So she's keeping her law license. She's continuing that.
Probably a smart idea. I mean, it gives you options.
It gives you options, and, I mean, it gives her a way to give back to the community, a bigger purpose. Again, you can do a lot of things volunteering as a lawyer that are good. If you're a volunteer lawyer, you can do so many great things. As a public defender, you can, I mean, you're going to be overworked, but you can do good things. Everybody deserves a fair representation. But, I mean, you're not going to make any money doing that. You make less than prosecutors, and they're upper middle class. You are lower middle class if you're
That bad?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
They don't pay public defenders a lot. But they do, in Minnesota at least, I don't know what the standard is in other states, but they do specifically hire people to be public defenders, and they have to meet a certain quality standard. You know, it's interesting. You actually, if you can't afford a super nice defense attorney, but you also aren't poor enough to qualify for a public defender, you actually might get a worse attorney than a public defender in Minnesota.
Shit. What happens then?
You have a shittier attorney.
I mean, how do you get this attorney?
Well, you look for a criminal defense attorney that you can afford.
No, so the public defenders have these standards that they have to meet.
Yeah.
And rich people get the rich lawyers, and then if you can't qualify for either of those, you get stuck with the with the D students at law school.
Yep.
Got it. That's where I'm squarely will land if I ever end up in court.
Yep. I told Eric I listed him as a beneficiary on my $5,000 life insurance policy that my dad bought for me for when I was, like, a baby.
Yeah, people like to buy those.
And then he was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead and murder me. You won't even be able to afford the lawyer that you'll have to pay if I get murdered by a stranger, not even you.
Mm-hmm. Insurance people tried to sell me that kind of crap, too. Like, really? I mean, come on. I think it was $20,000 now, though. I was like, what are you going to do $20,000? My kids don't want that life insurance policy.
Yeah, like, no one's there.
$5,000?
Pays for my funeral.
I guess.
I mean, that's not... He can't live on it. It's certainly not an incentive to murder me. I think it cost my dad $500. Total.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not worth the effort, I guess. It's too inconsequential.
I mean, yeah, he's not... Again, it'll pay for my funeral. It's not going to pay for any medical bills I leave behind or my student loans or... It's not an incentive to murder me.
That's why I picked my dollar amount for my life insurance, too. It was more than $5,000, though.
Well, I mean, you've got other things to consider than paying for your funeral. You have children to consider raising. Eric was supporting himself just fine before I came along.
I suppose he won't provide a financial burden if you were to die.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we have children.
All right, fair enough. Appropriate for your situation.
Yeah. You can pay for my aquamation.
Aquamation. What's that?
Ooh, it's so cool. It's like cremation, except instead of burning you, they, like, dissolve you with chemicals.
I haven't heard of that one yet. I always wanted to do the one where they freeze you and shatter you into little pieces.
Yeah, this one is like they, like, put you in, like, a warm bath, and it, like...
Acid warm bath?
No, it's actually a basic warm bath. It's an alkaline solution.
Your body just melts away?
And so, like, all of your soft tissue melts away, all your organic tissue, and then just your bones are left. And there's actually more bones left than if you, like, did a traditional cremation. And it doesn't have a huge carbon footprint. And the solution that, like, comes from it can be used as fertilizer.
Do they actually use this fertilizer?
I don't know. Minnesota is the only one of, like, two states that allows it for humans.
Why, though?
Because people are weird about what you do with corpses.
They'll let you lit it on fire?
Yeah. You're lit it on fire. They just don't want you to dissolve it with chemicals.
I mean, that's not really much different than the occult here. It's like, we got some Game of Thrones situation going on here in these cremation things. Burning at the stake. We got, like, witch symbolism going on. I mean, fire's got a lot of baggage, I'll say. But people are okay with that.
And I think there's only, like, currently only two facilities that'll do aqua cremation in Minnesota right now.
Seems like the more desirable of the two.
I mean...
Like, would you rather be a firebender or a waterbender?
I mean, a waterbender would be more useful, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, why would they allow the waterbenders in this country?
Is racism. Because we're the Fire Nation, Mike! Obviously, we're the Fire Nation!
That's true. So we find out Rebecca wants to own her own pretzel store.
Yeah!
Not like a corporate one, but like her own.
Her own Rebetzels!
Yeah, she's pulling a gym. She's kind of following in his footsteps, sort of.
But making her own path.
Yeah.
Jim didn't have the creativity that Rebecca does. She came up with her own pretzel flavors.
Yeah, Jim couldn't do that. Jim just wanted to have some corporate place tell him how to be a pretzel place.
Yeah. But Rebecca wants her own pretzel place. And that's nice. Coming up with her own flavors. Chocolate peanut butter sounded good.
I mean, you can never go wrong with that flavor combination.
You really can. It'd be hard to.
I mean, how do you fail that?
How did Pretzel Central not come up with chocolate peanut butter?
I mean, ice cream has that. Candy has that.
Like, everything has that.
Not pretzels, apparently.
Apparently not pretzels. I get missing vanilla lavender.
Yeah, that's a little rare. What does lavender taste like anyways?
It's an acquired taste.
I don't think I've ever tasted it. You have?
Yeah.
That's like a scent?
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like it smells.
I can't quite picture it at the moment.
Like sort of a cool floral scent.
Purple?
Yeah, it's purple. Like, it tastes
like purple.
It tastes like purple.
All right, got it. You could have just said that instead of this.
Oh, sorry.
Paint floral, whatever. It's purple.
Well, I didn't want you to think it tasted like grape.
Tastes like light purple.
Yeah, it tastes like light purple.
All right, got it.
So picture that with vanilla.
I mean, vanilla's great. I'm sure it's good.
Alright.
Hector goes to play basketball.
Yeah, he's gonna go play basketball with Father Bra. And, but they aren't gonna play basketball.
Oh, it's a trick.
Oh, it's a trick. Father Bra's got a tux, and I'm not crying. You're crying. You're the one who's crying. Not me.
It was clearly Hector that was crying. Alright. You don't have to argue about who it was. We saw who it was.
Also me. I was also crying. A lot.
Yeah, Hector couldn't quite believe it. He's like, is that for me? Yeah, it's for you.
I'm going to cry now.
So yeah, it was a traditional wedding. For Hector, surprise traditional wedding.
And Heather was so beautiful.
She was. That dress was cute.
Yeah. Hector says, I thought you didn't want this, and Heather says, but you do, and that's what matters. I'm not crying, you're crying. You're crying!
I'm really not.
You're crying, shut up!
Yeah, Rebecca gets to do the speech, which she quotes her favorite piece of fiction.
Yeah, her favorite fairy tale.
Fairy tale, I mean, yeah, fairy tale.
The Bible. And also she made some improvements.
I mean, it's not hard. Have you read the Bible?
It's hot garbage.
And she is Jewish, so what did they expect?
Well, I mean...
All right, half the Bible is... Yeah, whatever. Shut up, Mike.
Good job. Good job telling yourself to shut up. And then, you know, while Rebecca is doing her love is patient, love is kind, love is saving your boyfriend from dying from his black toe... Love is throwing a surprise wedding. Love is standing by your girlfriend while she's having a baby with another man. Speech. Nathaniel, she is bathed in golden sunlight. And Nathaniel realizes that he loves her. And he has to get her back. And oh shit, he talked.
Just said that shit all along.
He broke his silent strike that nobody gave a shit about.
Like by letting his subconscious become his... monologue him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the episode.
That's the whole show.
Nate's gonna get her back.
Finally made it through this whole episode. But now, it is time for Get It! Who is the person who got it this episode? Mike, who got it?
Well, obviously Hector. I mean, come on. I've given it the Get It before for the very same reason, but I can't not give it to him this time. It's just too easy. It's not creative. I get it. But you know what?
It's fair.
Seriously.
It's fair.
What else you got? It's wrong.
And I got Rebecca.
Got what?
She got her pretzel store.
Not yet. She has an idea right now.
She made new pretzel flavors.
She did do that.
She's more creative than all of the corporate bakers at Pretzel Central.
She did get that.
She got it. There's a reason I didn't give it to Hector.
Why?
Because he's my aw.
Oh.
Because it's, well, he's half of my aw. It's time for
aw. Is it both of them?
Yeah, it is Heather and Hector together. My very first couple aw.
I gotta give it to Josh for just kind of being really a person this episode. He's really kind of sad watching Josh struggle and become self-aware.
A solid awe. There were a lot of candidates for awe and get it this episode.
Not as many for can't.
Not as many for can't. Mike, who can you not with this episode?
Like I said, there wasn't a lot of options. I'm worried about somebody more than I can't, I would say. I'm worried this pretzel thing's not going to work out. I really am.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I think Rebecca might be making a mistake here. Like, maybe she kind of listened to Jim and kind of got inspired by his song. It's kind of mimicking after him, and maybe it's not the best move.
Okay,
I'm worried about it.
All right,
Yeah, Ellie. Spoiler alert for Prediction Corner. Okay, Naomi.
All right, what do you got?
I mean, for the third week in a row, he is on a streak. He is on a streak. This is impressive. I don't think anyone's ever got 3 weeks of cants in a row. Never, not once. I don't think even season two Josh got 3 weeks of cants in a row.
That was pretty bad season for Josh.
If he got 3 cants in a row right in, I want to know. But I feel like
No one's keeping these stats.
No one's keeping these stats, but what if somebody... You know what? It'll make me feel really good if somebody's keeping these stats.
0% chance. But, yeah, go ahead.
There's
If you are, go ahead and tweet.
There's a 0.5% chance. It's non-zero.
Some people like record keeping.
Yeah. Some people just like statistics. I feel like Nathaniel's the first ever 3 in a row. I just can't with you right now.
What a turkey.
I mean, it's kind of impressive when you think about it.
Because of a silent strike?
Yeah.
Kind of a fussy baby?
Yeah, I guess he's stomping around like a fussy baby. We all know how I feel about babies.
Yeah.
Babies are assholes.
And you can't with babies.
And I mean, it's not actual baby's fault that they're assholes, but it is Nathaniel's fault that he's acting like a baby, which is acting like an asshole.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I'm not wrong. What time is it now?
It's prediction time.
It's time for the prediction corner. Angie's back to singing.
Oh, it's been a while.
I mean, I think it's been a week because...
What's going to happen with Nate?
Like, you had a right to have an opinion about period panties.
So that broke your singing?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be mad at me and sing. Maybe you can't.
No, I can't. You don't sing at all.
Yeah, my life story. I do sing on my own time in front of no audience.
What's your prediction, Mike?
I thought you were going to say, what's your song?
Or what's your song? Pick one. Which one are you going to do?
Walk Like a Man.
Do it.
That's all I got. All
right. Well, I'm pretty sure any more than that I would have to edit it out due to copyright law, but now I'm leaving it in.
All right. Yeah, so I wonder if this pretzel thing, how long it lasts. I'll continue on with my camp. Which I already wrote, talked about one of my comments here about her modeling after Jim, but maybe she goes back into law. And I think when she does, it's not for like career reasons. She gets pulled back into law because she has to help somebody. Like someone in her friend group or someone. I'm going to go with Josh. Because if this is a prediction corner, I'm not supposed to be vague in prediction corner. I'm supposed to pull my crystal ball and make a prediction, right?
Well, I mean...
So Josh gets in trouble.
You think Josh? You don't want to build off my previous Trent's going to go after Paula for witness intimidation?
I mean, you can interpret this how you want.
I mean, I'm just handing this to you right now. I'm just giving it to you. I'm just
kind of leaving it there.
Here you go. I'm just going to... Set it down on a velvet pillow right here in the table.
And there, Chelsea.
All right, well, I guess Josh then. I don't know what Josh did wrong, but okay.
I don't know. He'll get in some legal trouble, and it's going to become a big dramatic thing, and she's going to have to come back to law to be the hero.
I think Naomi is going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid prediction.
I think that's too vague, though, just to be a general... I think Naomi's coming back next episode.
Like, in West Covina?
Yeah, she's coming back. She's flying out to West Covina because what the fuck are you doing, Rebecca?
I like it.
And I think she is going to try to have Rebecca hospitalized again.
Oh, that's serious.
I don't think she's going to be successful, but I think she's going to try.
Maybe Rebecca needs to represent herself.
Maybe that's how she comes back to the law. Also, she is still volunteering at the prison.
She's not completely away from law.
Yeah, no, she's still practicing, just not... She's just using her law degree for good. Which is not a way you can make money, as we've already established.
Right. So she's going to still open a pretzel shop.
Mm-hmm.
In the basement of the lawyer's office. Well, first floor.
Lobby.
Lobby. Hopefully that makes enough for her to live. I mean, I'm worried this is not a great business model. That's my concern.
I'm sure there are other offices in the same building.
Yeah. You know, and she's going to be a good business owner. I mean, she's super smart. She knows all the laws.
She should hire somebody else to do her books for her, though.
Yeah, definitely that. But as far as, like, getting all the licenses she needs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she'll
be great at that.
Every loophole.
She's creative and is going to clearly, like, care about it.
Yeah, she obviously loves pretzels and she obviously loves giving people pretzels.
For free.
Good point.
Maybe she becomes so good at this, she opens a chain and it becomes big. I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you go buy her a pretzel?
Clearly I would. I'm just concerned. It's risky. It's a risky move, Rebecca. And is pretzels really going to make her happy, like making pretzels? I mean, she had fun for a while, but is this something that'll be fun in a month? I'm concerned.
Well, we'll see in a month.
We will see. You know what? It's not like her law degree is just going away.
Yeah, she's still practicing.
And she can always go back to be a lawyer at some point.
Yeah.
It's not like that door's closing. She's got a backup plan. I'm just worried about Rebecca here. I'm gonna be Rebecca's mom here and just
you're basically
this is not very
right
good.
Now?
I'm basically
you're
like
Naomi
you
right
like
now?
You said, I'm Naomi, I'm worried about her future. And she's throwing her life away. I mean, she should probably go back to New York and be junior partner, I think, or whatever, for all I know.
I mean, she did have a panic attack.
She nailed that lawyer stuff. Did you see her in there? She was awesome.
Yeah.
Does that not feel good? To be that good at something? It must.
Sometimes you're good at something that you don't love.
I guess. You think it would be...
I'm good at math. I don't love math.
I would just assume that her skill as a lawyer would bring her some sort of, like, pride and a feeling of self-worth. Like, you know, good things, even if she doesn't love it. Like, you think she would still get a lot from that?
Necessarily.
Well, we'll see. Like, she can always go back to being a lawyer if she doesn't succeed as a big old person.
Her law isn't going anywhere. She's still using it.
Do you have to use it to keep it?
It depends on the state you're in.
So what's other Rebecca at the beginning?
She lives in that park.
Yeah. What is her name again?
Deborah.
Yeah. She, I think, is going to become a real character in the show, not just a intro.
Ooh.
Like, probably by mid-season or so, all of a sudden she's going to pop up, like, in an episode. Probably Josh's real relationship when he finally stops his dating thing. Or finally
Finds.
Moves past that first initial phase of dating, I should say.
Interesting. That's an interesting theory. I like that theory. That's some tasty tinfoil.
I mean, I think so. I mean, she's like, it feels right to me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's some nummy tinfoil. That is, that is, Bruce Bolton is an other flavor.
Other?
White Walker.
White Walkers are others?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that term for White Walkers, but.
It's in the books. It's not in the show.
Well, I read them both.
I know.
Consume both that media, but I just don't remember that part.
You've been consuming the show more recently.
True.
And that is numbing tinfoil. Num, 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 num.
You got any more predictions?
That is, no, I don't. I'm so busy consuming that tinfoil. Num, 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 num. Oh, I'm going to make myself a nice hat. I'm going to put that on my wall so that the government can't steal my thoughts. Oh, num, 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 num. Oh, good tinfoil. Good tinfoil. I'm gonna roll around in that. I'm gonna wrap myself in that to sleep at night.
All right.
That's how good that tinfoil is.
Thank you.
It's the show! That's the whole show!
We're done!
We made it to the end of this show. If you like this nonsense, oh my god, why? If you like this, tell us why. Rate and review us on iTunes. If you don't like this, why did you listen to all of this episode?
Just turn it off. Walk away.
Just turn it off! The problem is you! You're the problem.
Why don't you write yourself a review?
Write yourself a review and post it on yourself and don't tell anyone about it.
A 1-star review in your journal.
Just figure your shit out. There, if you don't like something, stop listening to it. You made it all the way to here. Do you have any idea how much time you spent getting to here?
We could probably watch a full feature-length movie.
You could watch Hocus Pocus in the time it took you to get here!
You probably shouldn't remind people of that. Like, that would be way better than this podcast. What am I doing with my life?
If you don't like it, it would be. Anyways, you can technically you can find us on Facebook. Just search for You and Everything Pod. I'm not gonna interact with you on it because
so maybe
I
have don't go there.
Given up Facebook, so don't go there. But Twitter's like. If you only give a shit about Facebook, I guess go ahead and do that. You can follow us on Twitter at YourInEveryPod. That's a much better way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I like read that instantly. I'll read it.
Yeah, Mike will read it. I'll read it. We'll both read it. You can insult Mike. It's funny.
I laugh about it.
Yeah.
I'm good humored. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't insult Angie. Angie can't take a joke. you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com. No one has ever emailed us at that email address.
To date, never. Other than relatives. Didn't you say your aunt?
That was on the Medium Place. That was on our
different show.
Our now defunct podcast.
No one's bothered. Email is a thing of the past.
I mean, it's all Twitter now, baby. Just interact with us on Twitter. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
Best way to make us feel happy.
Yeah. And also voting. Voting is a great way to make us feel happy. Vote and then tweet at us that you voted. Do that. Even if you don't want to shout out on the show, say, hey, I voted. I don't want to shout out. But I voted. And if you do vote, let us know. And you do want to shout out, let us know. And I'll probably follow up with you and asking you, like, what do you want us to say? And he'll be like, blah, 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 whatever you want. It's fine. I'll say whatever you want as long as it's not hate speech. It's great. Free making Angie say whatever you want.
I'm going to vote. Do I get to make you say what I want?
You get 12 words.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think of something.
Yeah, think of something.
I bet you want 12 words, listener.
Yeah, who doesn't want to make Angie say 12 words? You know what, listener? I'll give you 24 words.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. You get twice as many as Mike. He gets all the words on the podcast.
I feel the same about words, though.
Yeah, you can just say your words. Why do you need me to say them? It's weird. We don't know how to end podcasts.
Clearly.
Egg butt stuff.